ABC Radio Australia.
This week in Fiji, two pregnant women, both aged in their 30s, died from COVID-19. Both were unvaccinated because the only vaccine available was not recommended for pregnant women. Now, though, the Moderna vaccine has arrived and authorities are encouraging expecting mothers to get the jab. One pregnant mum says it's come too late for the two women who died, but she's doing everything in her power to encourage other pregnant women to get vaccinated. Elizabeth Titivanua is 39 weeks pregnant with her fifth child and is due next week. So when she heard the news that she would be able to get access to a COVID-19 vaccine, she was first in line.
I feel safe knowing that I'll be protected from the virus that's happening, knowing that baby's in good hands.
More than 150,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine arrived in Fiji late last week, donated from the United States supplies. They'll be used to vaccinate two priority groups, people over 60 and pregnant women. But they arrived as health officials confirmed two pregnant women died from COVID-19 days after doctors performed emergency caesareans. Fiji's Health Secretary Dr. James Fong says both babies were able to be rescued.
Maternal deaths at any time are a tragedy, and maternal deaths due to COVID-19 is a clear indication of the severity of this outbreak.
Fijian health authorities have reported that at least 150 pregnant women have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 2 months alone. Pediatrician and epidemiologist Dr. Fiona Russell says new global research shows just how important it is for pregnant women to get vaccinated.
Pregnant and recently pregnant women are at increased risk of severe illness from the COVID infection when compared to people who aren't pregnant. And additionally, for pregnant women with COVID, there's an increased risk of preterm birth. In terms of what's happening in Fiji, in terms of risks and benefits, it's really important. The benefits are very much higher than any of the risks.
But Fiji's official advice has, up until now, stated that pregnant women don't have to take the vaccine until they deliver their baby. It advised those who felt they were at risk to speak with their healthcare provider before deciding whether to get the jab. Up until the arrival of the Moderna doses, the only vaccine available in Fiji has been AstraZeneca. But Dr. Fiona Russell says studies have shown that Moderna is safe for both pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers.
There's really no reason to believe there will be safety issues that will be any different in pregnant women compared to adults who are not pregnant. It's important to remember, though, that the vaccine does not contain the live virus that causes COVID, and therefore it can't give anyone COVID as such, but it just gives the instructions to ourselves to make a protein so that our immune system can respond to that and create an army then to fight the infection.
And despite that health advice, Elizabeth Titivanua says that she was the only pregnant woman in the vaccine queue when it opened on Wednesday morning. She says other expecting mums are still hesitant.
There weren't any mums. It shows a lot of mums I spoke to yesterday through chat, mums that I know that are expecting, are they quite worried?
The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, is working with Fiji's health ministry. Its representative, Sheldon Yet, says they're encouraging pregnant women and also new mothers to get the jab, given the risk they face with the current outbreak.
Absolutely. We would recommend that all women talk to their doctors and make the decision on their own, weighing the evidence. But we know the vaccine is safe. And certainly in these conditions, it does make a lot of sense. All the vaccines that are being used in Fiji have gone through very strict safety processes and trial processes. We know they have all been approved for emergency use by WHO. We know that they're safe. We know they've gone through very thorough regulatory approval systems.
Dr. Fiona Russell says Moderna also suits pregnant women because of the shorter window of time needed between doses.
The two doses are given 1 month apart, so you get the best protection, but earlier. And so that's really important. So the most highly vulnerable people are protected earlier in this outbreak.
Now one dose down, Elizabeth Titivanua is relieved she is on her way to being fully vaccinated. But she believes that if the Moderna vaccines were available earlier in Fiji, it could have prevented this week's tragic news.
If only it had, reached into the country earlier, I believe the two moms would have still been here with the with the unborn, you know, with the born care babies. If it had reached the country earlier, I wouldn't be reading the news of the two moms passing away.
But for now, she is sharing her story with other mothers, hoping it will encourage them to protect themselves and their babies.
I'm trying to be as positive as much as I can. I'm trying to be encouraging to these moms, especially with expecting new moms, a lot of single moms that I've been talking to. Even though I know that I'm at this state and at my last trimester, the best thing that I can give this mom is just being positive with words of encouragement to these moms as this is happening to the country.